The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Episode 7, The Podsultant, Part 2.
Okay, guys, so let's look into the future now, right?
Oh, we're looking in the future now.
Yes, the future, yeah. Todd. We're like, looking forward.
Like the year 2050 is what, you know.
Yeah, Todd. Okay. So, right. I have an email out to Sarah, who did the Serial podcast. And I mean, this show has gotten so much press. It's just, it's amazing for podcasting, right? It got everyone back into it. I really
think people should go investigate
a murder.
Wait. Sorry, you said people started getting back into podcasting because of Serial? Weren't people already into podcasting?
That's besides the point. But I really think you should go down to your local DA's office and see if there's any hot murders you could look into.
Oh, wait. I will never do a podcast where someone gets murdered.
Okay. So maybe not. We don't murder someone on the podcast.
I would never murder someone on a podcast.
Nor would I accuse you of murdering someone on a podcast.
Thank you.
But it may be like, I think what she's saying is like a podcast where we're investigating a murder
or something
with that element of fear in it. Like something kind of scary.
Like, I could get into a show where it's like a horror show.
Mm.
You like horror films?
Okay.
Like, I could get into that. Like, I could do that kind of thing.
It's a beautiful day outside. We'll make sure to keep the shades drawn. It's Mark and Dracula in the morning.
All right, let's go to some listener mail. I've got some great stuff here from all over the U.S., which is awesome. And our first one is from Gavin in Port Wayne, Indiana. And Gavin writes in, "Hey, Mark and Dracula.
Hello.
Love the show.
Thank you.
On show 232, Dracula said, that's you,
yeah.
I do not drink wine.
I do not drink wine.
So could you, Gavin wants to know, could you unpack that a bit? Are you an AA? Do you just not like the taste? And as a man of your stature, I, Gavin, figured you to be a wine guy. He says, quote, I guess I'm just a bit shocked, and that's from Gavin in Port Wayne, Indiana.
I do not drink wine. I drink blood.
Okay.
My only taste is not for the grape. It is for the vein. The vein with the blood, the cavernous cornova, the fourth ventricle of the heart is where the blood comes from. The blood is life.
So that's fair. So Gavin, that's a good answer for Gavin, I feel. So that's good. I hope that clears that up.
Yes.
Thank you for writing in, and thank you for listening. I love when the listeners write in and they listen and they have great questions about past shows.
Thank you, Gavin, from Port Wayne, Indiana.
All right. So next up, Dracula, we have a question from Susan. For the both of us. Oh no, I'm sorry. For you, actually, again, Dracula.
Okay.
Hey, Mark and Dracula. Love the show, especially the What to Get Your Girl for Christmas episode. You had some great tips.
There were many great ideas for the Christmas gifts.
I actually ended up scrapping one of my gifts that I had picked out for my girl and going with one of yours, Dracula, which was it was very well received, and I appreciated it a lot.
I felt the woman would really love a box. A tinder box made from Transylvanian redwood with the curse of your Christian God.
And, you know, and it turned out you were right, and that's not something I ever would have thought to get my girlfriend, and I got it for her. With your help in finding it, and she loved it, and I'm glad to see that our listeners got the same appreciation for that show. And so,
did Did you get laid? Did you have the consummation?
So I ended up getting her a hotel room for the both of us in Beverly Hills.
Nice.
Which was great. And so things I could say went pretty well for us, Dracula.
I am glad that my ideas could help you find a true love. I have been searching for my true love for 800 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
That's a really long time. So, yeah, again, thank you so much. And with tips like that, you should have no trouble. It's tough dating in Los Angeles.
I am on Tinder. Never swipe left on Dracul.
And so Susan writes in after hearing that. Susan loved that show. And she said, so this question is for Dracula. Mm. The other day, I found your thoughts on the Ottoman Empire to be a bit jingoistic and frankly racist. You seem to be a bit bitter about their occupation of Moldavia in the mid-1400s. Mm. And Susan wants to know, Dracula, are you going to stand by your words? And that's again from Susan.
The Ottomans killed my family, my villagers, the blood they spewed upon the land was not a fertile blood. It brought forth no trees, no fruit. So I would impale them the
abdomen?
Yes, the abdomen. Yes, and I would put right through the spear through them, and I would put them, and they would slowly ease down, and their blood would trickle into the fields, and I would take their head and remove the head and eat the eyeballs of the Ottomans. You, listener, may you find a death that is cruel. And may your breath smell the breath of an onion.
So, Susan, look for death if you're taking Dracula's advice. I'm more neutral. Appreciate your writing in, though. And good luck with the breath. Maybe you find some Tic Tacs. That'll be Mark's advice on that. And no comment on the other part.
Thank you for your email.
And thanks for listening, Susan. And so this next one comes from Julie. And Julie's in Norfolk, Virginia. She says, hey, Mark and Dracula, really love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice to say. Everyone says it, but it never gets old.
I appreciate the listeners.
This question is for Mark. Oh, this one's for me. I know you're upset about breaking up with the red-haired girl that worked at the Panera Bread in Denver.
You should have stayed with her.
Well,
you made the biggest mistake of your life breaking up with this girl. She was a good woman.
Well, I think Julie and Dracula agree on something here.
I believe she was Greek Orthodox.
I will take your word for that. And Julie wants to know, have you been in touch with her over the last few months? Or have you just let the whole thing go? Thanks, Julie in Norfolk, Virginia. So, Julie, I appreciate the concern. I think you and Dracula would have a lot to discuss on a coffee date about this, because you've both been very vocal. At night, of course, you should go.
I do drink coffee.
So Dracula, big fan of coffee.
I do not drink wine.
So no wine. So if you want to go out with Dracula again, I don't want to get on too much of a tangent, but so Dracula, you don't like wine.
I do not drink.
And this comes up.
Wine.
People are concerned. Gavin was concerned. I guess people. It does strike me as a little odd. I mean, we can move on.
I do not drink Merlot. I do not drink Pinot Grigio. I have never had a sip of Zinfandel.
Hmm. So that's Dracula's thoughts on wine. I should point out also, I apologize. I know Julie wrote in a P.S. She said, you know, Julie from Norfolk, Virginia also writes, and Dracula, you'll like this, P.S. Fuck the Ottoman Empire, Moldavia forever.
All right, so next, you know, I was just at a cocktail party with Alton Brown. He's great. And he released a food show that gets so many downloads. And I just, food on air, like cooking, like I don't know how cooking and audio haven't just totally hit great numbers yet.
No, Mark doesn't even know how to use a hot plate.
That's actually true. Like I'm 30 years old and I still basically just eat at McDonald's every night.
Yeah. What value? Who is coming to listen to the original Kings of Podcasting that wants to learn how to cook? That's insane to me.
Now that's a meal. It's the original Kings of Cooking with Todd and Mark.
I really like the way that's coming out. The consistency, it looks amazing.
If you look at this, I'm whipping up one of the major ingredients in what I call my Christmas delight that everybody asks me about.
Yeah.
It's a land, sea, and air kind of thing. So I have animals from the land, from the sea, fish.
Right.
And from the air, which are avian things, kind of like this animal you see right here.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. I've never seen this particular animal used in a dish like this. And then just this spread in general is just visually, it's breathtaking.
Just smell it.
Yeah, oh, it smells so amazing. I mean, and just the fact, like I never would have thought to use two cups of this, which is which I would have used one, and then you know, like 3/4 of a cup of this was amazing. But then it seems like you just kind of eyeball this stuff.
Yeah, I do.
That's amazing.
So what here if you see in my bowl here, I have a smidge.
Just a smidge. And you just put a little smidge of this in,
yeah,
and then which gave it that rich color.
Now, if you can see, I have a pan that's very hot.
Yes,
and I'm about to pour the smidge of this, which everybody at home can see, and I'm going to just pour that on there. So listen how this hits the fire.
Oh, here we go. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh,
that sounds so good. And that just the smell, like shortly after it hits that pan and the two ingredients start interacting, it just smells amazing.
Now, you previously judged me and you said, Todd, a smidge is not going to work.
I thought two cups, three cups.
And here's the deal. Now, if you see here, I've got some bacon. And the reason why this bacon is so good, it's because if you look, it's from this part of the pig.
Oh, see, I would never think that he would use that part of the pig.
Yeah, some people like to take the bacon from here.
Yeah, absolutely. Go, most people.
And they go, oh, that's bacon.
Yeah, that's bacon.
But let me turn this. Let me turn this beast around, and that's
oh, good lord,
that's where you get the bacon
from.
Oh,
wow.
So I think. After that, I really want you to revisit Mark Maron's podcast. Like, he just does such a good job at the beginning of sharing with viewers about his life. And I think you guys have some good things you could share. I just want to warn you, don't do it like show 5. I don't want to ever hear show 5 again.
I get it. I didn't find show 5 to be that bad.
It's okay.
Doesn't everybody just skip through the first 10 minutes of the Mark Maron show and then get through the interview?
No. I mean, I'm giving you guys credit here. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, like, so many conversions happen and that, like, with the sponsors, which we need to talk about sponsors with you guys later anyways. But I really think it's worth trying. Like, I'm giving you some credit right now for wanting to share and connect with your audience.
I think this is something, first of all, I totally agree. We need to connect on sponsors. I think the podcast has been very like non-commercialized thus far.
We didn't do it for money, Mark. We never did this show for money.
Okay,
we did it to basically
Todd,
for people who are pissed Todd, that I left the first fucking show.
I don't want to have to ever talk over you, but I'm not above it in that it costs money to make the show.
Yeah, you need to recoup your investment here.
So I will give this format a shot. I can take a shot at this.
So wait, you're going to take a shot at being wildly narcissistic on a podcast? Wow!
All right, let's do this. Let's do the show. How are you? Holy fucking shitters, holy fucking shitheads, holy fucking shit stains. I'm Mark Chambers. This is HFS. Thank you for being here. We got someone coming up on the show today. Yeah. I can't remember their name. I didn't watch their movie. You're going to care about them a lot more than I do. But it was super interesting. My part was, at least. But there you go. If you hear a lawnmower in the background, it's because my neighbors have chosen this moment to mow their lawn. This moment of all moments, of course. Because I'm here in the garage trying to record the show. Not a new thing that I do, and they know that. But there you go. My house is falling apart, my television show is killing me, and my neighbors can't wait a goddamn hour to mow their lawn. Okay. I'm fired up now. What am I fired up for? Stamps. And I get them from stamps.com, and you should too. Go to stamps.com and get some stamps and put them on your fucking bills or whatever. If you got any money to pay your bills, you know, stamps.com is a great site. Enter my promo code HFS, go get yourself some fucking stamps for some reason. And oh, if you follow me on Twitter, if you're Twitter people, go to the site now and they got some more of the HFS toilet seat covers back in stock. They make great gifts. I don't know how many of them are in stock, but they're all handmade, they're great quality, so go get them. My 18-year-old girlfriend wants to come to my Boise show with me. Which is the current pain in my ass that I'm dealing with. I'll be in Boise, by the way, doing some stand-up on the 13th. So get your tickets to that. I don't hold back at the stand-up. You're getting the full meal as opposed to the taste you sometimes get here on HFS. So my 18-year-old girlfriend, currently a pain in my ass, other than the actual hemorrhoids on my ass, of course, because I'm old. You know, I've tried dealing with the girlfriend shit by being a massive asshole to her, just treating her like total dog shit, but it's not working because, you know, she's 18 and I'm famous. Now I'm going to not make you quite picture me having sex with her, but suffice it to say I did and I'm much older than her and now we'll move on. And it's funny, you know, I was talking about this with my good friend Patton Oswalt over some lunch in the hipster exurbs of LA that I live in. You know, it's weird here, you know, but I like it. And you like that I live here because it makes me seem eccentric instead of pretentious. I do this show in my garage. I think I mentioned that already. You know, and I'm glad I have a garage, too, because I can keep all my stamps in it that I get from stamps.com. That's promo code HFS. That's stamps.com. Before we get into this interview with whoever, I got to tell you something about how I keep coming into contact with the old asshole part of myself from before. It's like a shadow that follows me everywhere, a shadow lurking over my shoulder like Max Schreck in Nosferatu. I was eating dinner with my 18-year-old girlfriend last night at a diner. Then this comedian that used to work the Ding How with me back in Boston in the late 80s, Tom Columbus, walks past me. And I was like, "Hey, Tom." And he just stared at me for about 11 seconds. 11 infuriatingly long seconds. And within those 11 seconds, I went from grown man, to early adult drunk, to horny teenager, to awkward prepubescent boy, to baby, to fetal position baby, to zygote. A very maladjusted zygote, mind you. A zygote with an $1,100 a month shrink bill, after insurance. Now, I must have said something bad to Tom back in the day when we played Ding How with Colin Quinn, Paula Poundstone, Chucky Davis, Reginald Palmtree, Enrique Esparza, Peter Peters, who was a prop comedian, and Angela Hayward Bay. Oh yeah, we also played with Geechee Guy, Uncle Remus Dempsey, and a guy you definitely remember named Harold the Fish. Harold had this chunk about trash bags that was incredible. Now, I can't remember what I said to Tom because I've said so much bad shit to so many fucking people. Well, anyway.
Okay. Money podcasts. Can we, like,
money
they're
podcasts.
So good, but I've done a lot of research. I pulled a lot of numbers. And there's a completely untapped segment. I really feel like Android devices are getting a lot cheaper, so they're in the hands of the many. And I think poor people, poor people don't have any podcasts they can listen to that speak to their lives about money. There's one tricky part about it, though, that you need to get a lot of them. Maybe, like, work with Boost Mobile or something.
Who are them? The way, like, you said them there was get a little... you inferred a lot by saying...
Well, get a lot of, like, poor people.
Yeah, the poor people.
No, but she said them? Did you hear that, Mark? How she said them?
All right.
The thing I want you guys to listen to on this is just keep in mind you need to get like four times the listeners because they're poor. And so and also I think for a name here, you want to go with something about like low budget, right? Because that like speaks to them.
Yeah.
They know it's loud on the bus, so they'll speak up. It's Tight Budget on 103.7 Free FM.
Hey, this is Mark. That's Todd. Welcome back to Tight Budget.
Hey, it feels so good to be here on Tight Budget, right live in San Diego, California, 103.7. Stay classy, San Diego.
Hey, what's up, Poway? What's up, Loya?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Radar right here working the board.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. We're trying to help you live a cheap life in this expensive motherfucking city.
San Diego is a really expensive place to live, and I know. How do I know? I was out in La Jolla the other day, and I was hanging out with my buddy Jerome, and we were trying to get some girls going, but we just did not have the money to make things.
You didn't have the money. You gotta save that money when you're living in this city on a tight budget.
It's not about saving that money. It's about making that money, Mark Chambers.
You gotta hustle how you hustle, and what I'm saying is I'm gonna help you live on $5 a week or less.
How are you gonna do that?
I've got a new book out, 100 Ways to Live on $5 a Week or Less. That's a tight budget.
Yes.
That's a very tight budget. And so one of the ways we do that, now, Top Ramen.
Yes.
Very cheap. You boil it up. It's like 30 cents a pack, 40 cents a pack. You get the big packs. And that doesn't taste very good after a while.
Well, you know what? I kind of like the base flavor as long as you are giving me that beef one. Don't come at me with the shrimp.
Mm?
Don't come at me with the chicken.
Mm-mm.
Come at me with the beef Top Ramen because that shit tastes good. But if I eat it every day, three meals a day, you're going to need to do some shit to it to create some variety.
You're going
to
get sick of that.
Yeah.
So what you got to do is you got to dress it up.
How?
And now how can you dress it up?
Now, what chapter in your book addresses this?
Now, this is chapter 3. This is called Dressing (parentheses) Yo Ramen for Success.
Oh.
So you want to feel good about yourself after you eat that meal.
I want to feel so good.
You don't want to feel like I was so poor, this is all I could eat. You want to feel like those fools at the Palm, they are fools because they could have been eating this instead.
So what do you do? How do you dress this up? How do you take this swine and dress it up and make it look like a beautiful lady?
Now, first of all, do you like alcohol?
I love alcohol.
Have you ever thought about maybe cooking your ramen in some?
No.
Well, you should.
Oh, what type of alcohol? Because sometimes I like to drink pop-off alcohol, which is like a vodka alcohol, and it's in a plastic bottle.
Mm. That pop-off alcohol is good alcohols.
Yeah, it is good, and the thing is, it's very alcoholic.
Yeah, you get your alcohol that's very alcoholic, but then you also put your ramen in it, and then you cook it up. And then you're getting drunk, and it's tasting good, and you're getting full, and you're getting your protein, and then you're ready to live, and you're feeling good afterwards.
So if I were to maybe bring a lady over to my house,
and
then she was like, Todd, I'm over at your house, but I want to eat something because I am so hungry. Because
she's a bigger lady. She needs a lot of food to keep her running.
Only way I go.
That's right.
So what I'm doing is I'm grabbing a pot, and I put my pot on top of my hot plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always the hot plate. Now, do you have the big hot plate, or you have like a little tiny, like it's like a coffee cup size hot plate?
I got that little hot plate.
That little tiny hot plate, right? So you got like a big pot and a little hot plate. This is going to take about an hour and a half to cook.
Sometimes what I do is actually when my hot plate isn't working. Because sometimes I have to take it to the hot plate repair store.
And then, down in Poway.
Yeah, in Poway, there's a guy that repairs the hot plate. So sometimes what I do is I take my my coffee maker, my Mr. Coffee, my Senor Coffee.
Absolutely.
And what I do is I get that heated up on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put my ramen in a pot on top of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I just put it in the Mr. Coffee pot and I heat that up. So do I pour the pop off in the top of the coffee maker and then let that settle through and then in alcoholate the noodle?
Now that's an interesting point. And now maybe you might feel tempted to do half pop-off and half water. I say go full pop-off because one, you can't be drinking all, you don't want to get her too drunk, right? You need her aware of her surroundings. So you don't want her drinking that pop. So just put it all in the coffee pot, pour the noodles in the coffee, the thing, and then just boil it up. About an hour from now, you're gonna be feeling good. You're gonna be feeling full. You're gonna be with your lady. You're gonna be having a good time. And then you got those secret beers in the toilet tank.
Yeah.
You know, just in case you need a little extra lubrication because you used up all your pop-off. You know, keep a little PBR in the toilet tank just for those special occasions.
And then also, when you put the PBR in the toilet tank, it lessens your water bill.
That's right, yeah. Because you don't want that toilet tank filling all the way up every time you flush. Because then that's going to come back to haunt you when you get your water bill.
Now, here's the problem. My lady friend, she has a certain thing she likes to do, which is called taking the upper decker.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. Where'd you meet this lady?
A couple times she has come in and she has taken a shit in the tank of my toilet.
She making dookie on your PBRs?
She once hung a deuce in the top of my PBR.
Oh, that is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
All right. I got two more ideas for you. This one, wine. I mean, God, Gary Vaynerchuk, so good.
What?
And like,
wait, what?
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, that
How
guy.
Did you get that from what she said?
I'm listening, so I'm an active listener.
What is Gary Vaynerchuk?
Yeah.
It's just
let me and Mark talk for a second, Todd, okay? So the money's here with the wine. Like, rich people love wine, so it's going to be great. You can get like top shelf sponsors for this one. Great conversion.
I don't care to have money made from this. I just want to make something entertaining. I don't care if some guy that's like, hey, I'm amazed by its presumption on the wine is going to be into my show.
It's about the ROI. Like, you guys, you know, you need to return on your investment, right?
I completely agree.
The investment in this isn't that much. I just want to entertain people. I got back with Mark. We had a conversation in a fucking bar where I was like, we're going to do original Kings of Podcasting. We're going to bring back podcasting to what matters from the clutches of this consumerist bullshit and this lack of creativity. And now you're throwing me into doing a wine show?
Welcome back to the Tasting Lounge. This is Mark, and we're talking about... We've been tasting a Malbec, and this has been a French Malbec. If you're just joining us, we've been tasting it and just learning how to taste a good French Malbec. Now, Malbec, it's a little leathery. It's got a lower alcohol content and lower acidity, so you age it longer than the Argentinian Malbec. Like, the Argentinian Malbecs are very fruit forward. And so this French Malbec we've been tasting is the opposite. And so now that we've spent some time with that, I'd like to throw it. So Dracula, what will you be tasting?
I do not drink. Why?
All right, gentlemen, it's my last idea for you as your podsultant. Women who maybe, you know, aren't the prettiest on the outside, but they still buy a lot of products. They love being encouraged to love their bodies. I mean, who doesn't, right? So I think you should really explore this. I mean, there's a big gap since Oprah left Daytime. OWN didn't really hit the mark. Ellen's like, whatever about dancing. And, you know, I want to see you get your Dove on, right? Inspirational to these ladies.
I agree. And Todd, you don't have a great body.
What, you're the guy with the shelf butt.
So I have a.
You have more body issues than me.
I
can look confidently in a mirror.
While I cannot, I feel like it would ring truer coming from you because I have so much hair.
Really?
Welcome, and it's time to know you and love you with Todd and Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Todd.
I have this area. And you know, I always talk about my area.
Mm-hmm.
I have this area that is right above kind of my hip line.
Right.
Right around my navel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little bit of, I don't like to call it fat.
No.
Because fat is a really evil term.
That's an ugly term.
It's in my body.
You're right, right.
It's lipid layer.
Mm.
And some people call it a beer belly.
Oh,
but I don't. I like to call it an experience layer.
You do drink a lot of beer.
I drink a lot. I love beer.
Mm.
And I drink beer because sometimes I don't feel so good about my body image.
Right.
Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I have a not so positive reaction to that.
Right.
But the other day, I was watching the television. Because in my house, I have a television.
Mm, that's good.
And it's a 46-inch television.
That's beautiful.
Which is 14 inches less than my waistline.
Oh, I see.
And I never forget that when I turn on the television.
So it makes you feel threatened? It makes you feel judged when you turn on the television?
No, no. The television is larger than me, so I feel good.
Ah.
Sometimes I stand next to the television and I spin around like a dervish.
Mm.
And it doesn't judge.
Right. So the television, it makes you feel good about yourself.
Especially something I saw the other day,
mm.
which was an ad by Dove Soap.
Dove Soap.
And in the commercial, there was a lot of plus-size women.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we work on our body issues as men, these women really made me feel very positive
yeah.
because of their commercial.
Yeah.
And so I went to the Costco and I bought 127 bars of Dove soap.
Oh, that's good. And have you been using the Dove soap?
Yes.
And do you want to know something, Todd?
Yes.
You're fucking beautiful.
Will the pod sultan's advice make the show a big hit? Will cooking shows work? Or holy fucking shit. Will wine tasting take? Or will Dracula and me? Is there hope for the kings of podcasting?